You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, everybody? This is your man, Tony Wiggins, with another edition of Locked On Jaguars here on a Wednesday. I hope the day is going well for you. We're getting closer and closer. Tomorrow, I'll be able to say we're a week away from the 2021 NFL Draft, where the Jaguars' fortunes will be changing. On today's show, first segment, I'll talk to you about what I heard today in the press conference from Urban Meyer and Trent Baalke about the draft. It's probably the last time we hear from those guys about their preparation that they say is about 95% done. Second segment, segment number two today, I'm going to talk about the boogeyman and what that is. I was watching John Wick, and I remember in one scene, the guy goes, who is he, the boogeyman? And the guy, the one of the people that John Wick was after, the uncle told the nephew, no, he's the guy you call when you want the boogeyman to disappear. So, and what I mean by the boogeyman is that who are the special guys for each team? The really, really special guys for each team. I did a Locked On NFL show, and I was talking about the prospect of Kyle Pitts joining the Atlanta Falcons. And I thought about Kyle Pitts, Julio Jones, and maybe even in the second round if they got Najee Harris. And I said something on that show, and I said, you look over and see those guys come out of the locker room and they look like the freaking Avengers, right? But they're the boogeyman. They just look like superheroes. Who are the Jaguars superheroes? Who are the four or five guys that just look like the boogeyman that you're going to just put up against the four or five guys who are the best guys on the other team? We'll talk about that also. In segment three, Tyreek Thompson. Tyreek Thompson is a hopeful who is hurt from the Jaguars. He's a safety prospect in this year's draft. Maybe talk about the third or fourth round. He's heard from the Jaguars, and we're going to hear from him today. And we're going to talk to him about his prospects. Folks want to add playmakers. He's one of the guys that they've heard from that has heard a lot from the Jaguars. So we're going to have him on and let him talk about his prospects and what he's thinking about the potential of being a Jacksonville Jaguar. So a lot to get to. Let's not bury the lead and talk about what I heard here within the last hour or so from Urban Meyer and Trent Baalke. Pretty much that they're going to follow the board. And I know it's cliche, but it's something that I have been saying. Urban Meyer basically said that this whole value thing is new to him. And the one thing I've constantly harped on is him coming from college. College coaches just get talent every single year. They don't care who's on their roster. They go get another guy and get another guy and get another guy. They are just about getting talent. This is what they do. They recruit a five-star running back, and they're on the other side of the country recruiting another five-star running back. And it's not about who signs first. They want them both. That's what college people – look at Clemson and look at Alabama, look at Ohio State. Look at those teams, LSU when they're up, and Georgia right now. Look at those teams that are traditional, the way FSU used to be, the way Miami used to be, the way Florida has been over the years. They don't care, man. They just stack guys. There's like a Alvin Kamara was a backup at Alabama. Derrick Henry almost transferred because he couldn't get on the field. This is what they do. And coaches that are yoked up like that, this is what he's always done. And Urban Meyer is one of those guys. They just want the most talent they can get. This is why I keep telling people, don't sit here and just think he's just going to sit there and be happy with James Robinson as his running back. Somebody's going to have to really, really explain to him that you can't do that. You can't invest more draft picks at running back. That's why I keep telling folks, don't be surprised at 25 if he pulls the trigger on a guy that he's been, if it's whether it's Najee Harris or ATN or whoever, if Urban Meyer pulls the trigger on a dude that he has been seeing score touchdowns. He recruited those cats. Don't think for one minute that he won't pull the trigger on them unless he's talked out of it because of the value that he's learning so much about right now. He's watched them score too many touchdowns and dominate too many games and hurdle over guys and make one-handed catches. Urban Meyer is just going to grab. He's on a talent grab. All he knows is this football team won one game. Now, whether it's the wrong thing to do is not you know, something that I'm going to say is going to be a factor in his decision making. It's not about whether it's the wrong thing to do. It's about what I'm telling you he's going to do based on his mindset. And his mindset is just get as many good football players as you can. They are not going to be married to the need board, which is another point that I made. If you heard my podcast here recently, this isn't about a 1 year where they have to check all the boxes. It's not like whoever fills as many squares, it's not bingo. Whoever fills their card up first, you know, as somebody calls all the numbers out, whoever puts as many little dots and fills up their card first wins. This is Pocono. Whoever, you know, gets all of their squares filled first, that's not how this works. Football isn't that. They're not going to be married to need. Balky said it best. When you start chasing need over the long term, you start to get yourself in trouble. You get yourself in trouble because you start thinking about need and you don't end up with the best players. It can't get any more clear than that. And you have to get the best football players. Need will balance itself out. I mean, you'll figure that stuff out. There are some guys that you can sign, veterans, and there's a way for you to – you're going to field a team. You're not going to go out here without a guard. You'll be able to go out and sign you a guard. You'll be able to go out and sign, you know, and you can even suffer with guys that are in position because you can hide people a little bit. And they've always found a way to do it. And sure, no team is going to be perfect. You're not going to have this perfect team where every single position – where you're going to have a great player. But you know what you can do? You can coach them up. How many teams has how many teams has he bounced around to do? He was a former first-round pick. He seems like he's won a Super Bowl ring, but he's bounced around the league because it seems like nobody wants him, but the kid just keeps bouncing around the league, and all of a sudden he ends up in Kansas City and he wins a Super Bowl. So he was a weakness for some people, but – you put him on a good team surrounded by good players, and all of a sudden he's not that big of a weakness because you kind of minimize what it is he needs to do. He doesn't have to play like a first-round pick. He just has to go in there and just don't screw it up. So the thing is you can hide and mask your deficiencies, and it's easier to hide and mask your deficiencies if you got a whole bunch of ball players at other positions. Teams want to talk about, okay, yeah, man, their nose tackle really stinks. Okay, if your nose tackle stinks, that's fine. But you got to stop those 21 points they just put on the board because their wide receivers are running past your cornerbacks. All right, you can talk about how their nose tackle stinks all you want to. What's that going to do? How is it going to help you when their wide receivers are running past your corners? All right? You see where I'm coming from? Yeah, man, they're strong side linebacker. We can really take advantage of him because he's no good. That's all right, but their running backs are running over your linebackers all day, and the offensive line is pushing yours around because they were able to take advantage and draft good players at these other positions. Man, their weak side linebacker is really slow. That's all right, but their quarterback has 475 yards in the third quarter. How are you going to stop that? So there's a way for you to get around having weaknesses on your team if you have a whole bunch of strengths in other areas. And oh, by the way, you get a chance to draft next year and free agency comes next year. Feel that need then. Figure it out then. Put yourself in a situation. But you can't reach. You can't reach. And these guys have as much as said what they're going to do is they're going to be true to their board. And they said they're 95% there. So with that being said, what we're going to do is here in segment two, what we're going to do is we're going to look at the boogeyman that's already on the roster so we can see where are they going? Where are they going to go in the draft to get more of those guys? Who are the guys that they have now that you can qualify as those guys that they can really, really depend on? And where are they going to go? Where are they going to go after? Where are they going to go after they've evaluated their own roster to get more of those guys. Urban said today that they need the people that they add in this draft to be impact players. They need it. They're 1-15. They really, really do. So we'll talk about that in segment two. Who are the boogeymen on this roster, and what's out there in the draft to help enhance that quality on this football team? We'll talk about that in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars. This episode is brought to you by 1010, a capsule collection of diamond rings that are responsibly sourced, limited edition designs at fair price points. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 creative styles of diamond rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Rings sure to bring joy into her life. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 female design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful ring, ideal for engagement, Mother's Day, or simply a beautiful conversation piece. They're the perfect way to bring light into her life. They're available now through Mother's Day only on BlueNile.com. Just search the words 10 by 10. Now you have to spell that out, T-E-N-B-Y-T-E-N. This collection features high-quality fine jewelry that will surprise and delight and fairly priced so you can give her something special and truly meaningful. Man, I saw them, and I'm telling you, it is absolutely amazing, and these ladies did a very, very wonderful job. So if you're in the hunt for the perfect, unique ring she'll treasure forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. They won't be around for long, so find them now by searching the words 10 by 10 only at Blue Nile. com. I want to tell you guys about Built Bar too, man. Built Bar is the cold truth and nothing but the truth, and it's covered with 100% chocolate. It's high in protein, low in calories, low in sugar, low in carbs. Tastes so good, man, and for a limited time only, that coconut bar that won the bracket is available for a limited time only. You can find it on Twitter now. You can go to @bar_built, but you can go to builtbar.com as well and enter the promo code LOCK15, and you're going to get 15% off your next order. That's right, man. All of the great flavors were trumped by the coconut bar, man. I'm telling you, it won. It absolutely won the bracket. It beat my favorite, which is the salted caramel. I love it, man, but I'm telling you, man, you got to try these Built Bars. They are so, so delicious, and you won't be cheating on your diet if you're trying to work out, if you're trying to stay healthy, because they're actually very, very good for you. And Built Bar is the cold truth. It's the best tasting protein bar on the market. Try them out at BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15. All right, man, as we welcome you back, of course, I don't want to say back because you haven't gone anywhere. You have to realize, though, that April 19th through the 26th, you don't have to go anywhere except to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021, which is presented by Locked On and Odyssey, featuring analysis from NFL experts Michael Irvin, Jason Lockenfora, and Brian Baldinger. Our local experts for every team making trades and picking the next stars of each team. Search the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 on the new Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Odyssey is your audio home for all the sports, podcasts, music, and news that matter to you. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Hey, man, we're talking about the draft. We're talking about boogeyman. Who are those scary guys? Who are the guys that when the game gets hard, you got to look, and the team is going to look and say, go get them. Get us out of this jam, man. Who can that be for the Jaguars? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, my first guy on that list is going to be the guy that they're going to draft number one overall. It's going to be Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence, as Trent Baalke and Urban Meyer basically said today, no weaknesses. There are no negatives. No negatives to Trevor Lawrence as a competitor. No negatives from a physical standpoint. He checks all the boxes, as I said, on our ultimate mock draft that we did with Odyssey. I basically said it's a no-brainer. You can't overthink it. He's going to be the guy. He's going to be the guy with the ball in his hand. He can make every single throw. He's athletic. He's number one. On defense, number two will be Miles Jack. I think Miles Jack in this defense with Joe Cullen and under the tutelage of Charlie Strong and with the aggressive nature that I think the Jaguars are going to play with more help in the secondary, I really do believe, not a Pro Bowl, I think Miles Jack has a chance to be an All-Pro and finally get the due that he deserves, because I think he's going to be put in a position to absolutely thrive. He's a buckler, man. Miles Jack is a chin strap buckler. You have some guys that are chase and grab linebackers. They kind of get to guys and they kind of use their arms and they twist and turn and kind of sling them to the ground. No, Miles Jack gets to you. He gets that shoulder across the bow and those shoulder pads, and he buckles you. When you see him coming, there's a collision about to happen, and it's going to be unfavorable for the offensive player. Josh Allen. Josh Allen is that guy. Josh Allen is another guy who I call one of the boogeymen. He is physically a freak of nature, and I think the fact that he's going to be able to stand up this year, you're going to see the Josh Allen. I know Jaguar fans hope to see the Josh Allen that they saw in 2019. Healthier, probably. They're going to just turn him loose. I think they're going to turn him loose. And if he plays that way, the Jaguars will have, minimum, they'll have two of the best players in the AFC South and probably in the entire AFC. And that's a good place to start when you have two guys on that defense that can absolutely turn the entire game plan around for you and make plays that will actually change the course of the game, put the team and put the offense in long down and distance situations. That's three. Who the fourth guy can be? Now, this is going to shock some people. It's going to shock some people because it's going to take effort and consistency. I think C.J. Henderson, from an athletic standpoint, definitely has the qualities of being a physical freak, a superhero type player with the right and the proper motivation. And I really do believe that this coaching staff are the type of people that can extract that out of him, because I think one thing they're going to challenge him. The other thing, I think they're going to make it fun, and I think they're going to make it exciting. And I do believe that the atmosphere that they and the environment that they're going to create is really going to help C.J. Henderson be the best football player that he can be. And these are the type of guys that you need. You need guys that change the game plan. You need guys that they play beyond the X's and O's, and they need to be put into a system where their ability as football players exceeds the expectations of whatever's in the script. And I think that these guys can really, really do that. And they're now playing for a coaching staff that will allow them to do that. One more guy I'm going to mention, and I think that's DJ Chark. DJ Chark has the ability, especially this year in a contract year, has the ability. I always told you the thing that I liked about him was he worked real hard and he kept his head down and he just wants to win so bad. I really do believe that. Honorable mention on the list, James Robinson, even though he's a little bit small and he's not really, really explosive and doesn't make huge big plays. The other is Laviska Shenault. Laviska has to stay healthy. He has to stay healthy, but I do believe because he breaks so many tackles, and because he does have that explosive ability and he's hard to bring down, he's another guy that looks the part, has that superhero sort of look to him. And I really do think those other guys, they'll make him better and they'll make him a very, very different. He's going to be like the wingman to me. The presence of those other guys will make him even that much better and allow – you put him in situations where he's one-on-one, and I think that's where he's going to whip up on people. Now, in the draft, guys that I think can help them beyond the first pick. And I know some people are down on him, but this is where I like a guy like Rondale Moore. If the medicals check out and they believe that those injuries that he had were freak injuries, the dude is absolutely built like a freak of nature. Big old legs. He even though he's short, he's not small. He's powerful. He's fast. If you watch his tape, you'll realize that he also breaks a lot of tackles. The more these guys you have, somebody's going to be one-on-one. They can't guard everybody. Somebody's going to be one-on-one. And I think he's one of those guys that you have to watch out for. If, and I'm telling you, I got a gut feeling that Urban Meyer loves. I got a gut feeling that he loves ATN, and I got a gut feeling that he also loves Najee Harris. And I know it doesn't seem like it makes sense for the Jaguars, but I got a feeling that he absolutely loves. How do you love Tim Tebow and guys like that and Zeke and not love Najee Harris? Think about it. How do you love, how are you Urban Meyer and you love guys like that and you don't love a guy like Najee Harris? You have to, because it's power. He plays fast enough. He competes. He's hard to tackle. Najee Harris, I'm telling you, these are the type of players that when Urban talks about guys, he loves guys that compete. When he talks about guys that he loves that are, he always talks about guys that compete. He always talks about guys that love the game and always talks about those types of players in that manner. You got to think that he loves those guys. So those are my boogeymen. And these are the guys that I think that are already on the team and maybe some guys that can help this team in the draft. All right, man. So we're going to take a pause for the cause here, and then we come back. We'll have a little bit of draft stuff to go over here. We're going to talk to a draft prospect here on Locked On Jaguars, Tariq Thompson, a kid that has been hearing from the Jaguars. We're going to have that here for you, and we'll do it in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars. I got to tell you about BetOnline.ag, man. BetOnline.ag is where you need to go to place all of your bets when you're betting on games and you're betting on sports. You guys know how I feel about it, man. If you want to win some money, the only place that you can go is BetOnline. It's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Football may be over, but the NBA and NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds, and it's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website to use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. That's right, the promo code is LOCKEDON. BetOnline is your online sportsbook experts. It's where I go. It's where I trust. It's where you need to go because I told you so. That's right, BetOnline.ag. All right, man, so you know, the draft is right there, man. It's almost here. And this year, the Locked On Podcast Network is partnering with the Draft Network to cover the NFL Draft Live. Get insight and analysis from Locked On local experts and the Draft Network's national experts. Subscribe to the Locked On NFL YouTube page to watch live 3-day coverage of the NFL Draft April 29th through May 1st. As promised, Tariq Thompson from San Diego State has been hearing from the Jaguars. He talked to him a couple of weeks ago, and I'm going to let you hear from the prospect so you can hear from him out of his mouth what he offers the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's one of those guys that you're hearing maybe in the middle rounds. He can play both safety spots. So here's Tariq Thompson. My interview with him is Tariq Thompson, the prospect from San Diego State. All right, we're back in third segment here on Locked On Jaguars. As promised, I have a special guest with us, a draft prospect out of San Diego State, a safety, Tariq Thompson. Tariq, what's going on, man?
Nothing much, dude. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, no doubt about it. You know, I've been hearing some buzz about you in draft circles. Guys have been telling me that the Jacksonville Jaguars are one of the teams that have been talking to you. And you said that a couple of weeks ago, in fact, that you heard from them.
Yes, it was a brief conversation. So, you know, it was a great conversation. I feel like it went well, and we'll see on draft day.
Yeah. What? Tell us a little bit about yourself. Played at San Diego State. You're from San Diego. Tell us about your size and what exactly your game is made up of.
Okay, so I'm just under 6 feet, about 205. I'm a safety, nickel, corner, whatever you need. I can play anything in the defensive backfield. Play outside linebacker if need be. I can play special teams and all that. But as a defensive back, I got tremendous ball skills. I consider myself a receiver that plays defense, see things well, read routes very well, physical, strong, athletic. I mean, everything in a DB that you would want, I feel like I have, and I'm a smart football player, not to put myself in the right positions.
No doubt about it, man. Did they tell you, or were they specific with you in terms of what exactly is that they like about your game and how they see you fitting into their program?
They didn't get too much into it. They just said they like my film and like what I do as a production standpoint, and would love to see me more. And I don't know what that means or what that entails, so I'll find out in this next week.
Right. How many teams have you heard from? Did you hear from everybody? Do you have a preference of where you want to play, or is it just a dream come true for you just to go anywhere?
I've heard from about a quarter of the NFL teams, but it doesn't matter where I go, honestly. I'm just ready to get to work. This is just the first point in a dream come true. So, I mean, I still have to a lot to work on, still a lot to prove on, and try to make sure I can make a roster and make the impact on special teams or whatever that I'm needed.
Who are some of the guys that you actually looked up to? I know everyone always has certain guys that they sort of emulate or learn something from. Are there certain guys you learn some things from, or that you compare your game to a little bit?
Shoot, I can go back to the Ed Reed, the Darrelle Revis. Like, I love watching football, so I got so many names like Troy Polamalu, Cam Chancellor, Earl Thomas, Kevin Byard now, shoot, Derwin James, Jamal Adams, Tyrann Mathieu, Antoine Winfield was a great, had a great rookie season. He's gonna be a great NFL player for a while. Julian Blackman as well. Shoot, I know I'm missing a lot of names, but I try to take as much as I can from all those players, and try to be my own player. But definitely, they have a lot of tools that I watch and try to take and establish into my game.
It seems like you mentioned a lot of guys that not only like to cover, but you also mentioned guys that love to hit too. So it sounds like you're one of those dudes that like to put your nose in and be physical. I heard you say that you could play outside linebacker if you asked to do that. So you like to kind of get your nose into the game and thump a little bit too, right?
Right. I love everything about the game. I'm a competitor. I want to be able to beat my opponent in whatever need be, whether that's covering, hitting, covering on special teams, or forcing a fumble or picking the ball, like whatever. I feel like I have a well-rounded game. There's not one flaw in my game, and I feel like that's my ability to show that when I get to a team and just try to make the roster.
Well, young bro, I'm not going to keep you long. I know you got a workout schedule, and I know you're getting busy. But I will tell you this: your willingness to play special teams, and the fact that you're willing to do anything and everything, bodes well for you. And if it's not the Jacksonville Jaguars, I'm sure some team's going to be very, very fortunate to have you. And if it is the Jacksonville Jaguars, make sure you come back and holler at us on Locked On Jaguars if and when your name is called and when you get a chance to come in Jacksonville. We'll show you a good time down here, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I wouldn't mind playing for Jacksonville, or we'll see how the draft goes.
Oh,
Thanks for
yeah.
your time.
All right. Well, thank you, and good luck to you as the draft approaches.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that.
All right. I thank Tariq Thompson, and I wish him the absolute best. His prospect from San Diego State. The kid has it all together. I think he's going to be a really, really good prospect, and a guy who's going to play in the NBA, I'm sorry, in the NFL for a long time, as long as he keeps his head together. That's going to do it for today's episode of Locked On Jaguars. I'll be right back at you tomorrow, where we'll be counting it down, man. I can officially say it starting tomorrow that we're 1 week away from the NFL draft and Trevor Lawrence becoming the next member of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Y'all keep taking care of each other. And until tomorrow, it's your man Tony Wiggins signing off, and I will see you then. Take care from Locked On Jaguars. And make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcast too. And you can definitely find us on the Odyssey app. Until then, take care, and we'll see you tomorrow.